the site has been examined and analyzed over the last about 7-8 months, looking at public feedback and what the constituent users need and would demand on the site. So we've been looking at how to redesign it, and we put it up on regulations.gov exchange as a preview for people to give us responses.
And so what have you seen so far? What do people say about the site?
Well, people are pretty excited about the site. I'm actually looking at the regulations.gov exchange right now, and people have been entering their own blogs and comments, and then others can comment on those. People like the new look and feel. They like the fact that the data will be presented in tabs on the homepage that they can click through and browse through at a glance.
Let's get to who is affected by this site. Regulations.gov is, of course, the place for proposed government regulations, and that tends to affect businesses more than individuals. Are you assured, or do you have some assurance, that the people weighing in are those that might actually be affected by federal rulemaking and not just people that happen to stumble on this and say, hey, you know, this is good, that's bad?
That's an excellent point. Well, we've done extensive market research with the different constituent groups who use the site and are affected by regulations. For instance, there's a statistical survey that's prompted occasionally when people are on the site. We also have examined our help desk tickets, about 3,400 during the year of 2008. We've also held third-party assessments by different statistical groups at the University of Michigan and held focus groups with various constituency groups and business interests.
And tell us, backing up here a little bit on the administrative side of this whole thing, what is the EPA's relationship to this government-wide site? Because I know EPA does a lot of rulemaking and they have a lot of interaction with constituencies that come under the regulation of EPA itself. So is that why you're the lead agency for regulations.gov?
Well, not sort of, but the reason EPA is the managing partner of this government-wide partnership is actually dates back a number of years ago, about 5 or 6 years ago. A technical contractor came on board and examined different systems across agencies and looked at what the systems were like, could they be brought to a federal-wide application, and what's the wherewithal with the agency to support it. So it was actually kind of a technical analysis of which agencies could support it, and then EPA was asked to lead it. So what we've done at EPA is we've formed a group within the agency that solely works on this program for all partners across the government. There are about 33 departments and agencies that are partners into the e-rulemaking.
Okay.
Do you have any idea how many regulations are made, how many rules are made in a given year, how much data we're talking about? Is there a way to quantify what's available on this website?
Yes, there are lots of ways to quantify it. On average, in a given year, there are about 6,000 to 8,000 rulemakings that are promulgated by
6,000 to 8,000?
6,000 to 8,000 by approximately 300 different federal agencies, commissions, boards, departments across the country. The site currently contains almost 2 million documents for public users to look at, to submit comments on, to download, to set up email alerts, whatever they would like to do.
And so you have a lot of records to manage. I was wondering what the records management rules apply to these comments. The government documents are one thing, but comments that people send in, are those subject to the retention of records rules and that kind of thing?
Absolutely. The comments that are submitted on a given federal regulation are entered into a docket, a virtual folder, and the folder generally contains the Federal Register document that publishes what the action will be, any scientific, technical, legal, economic supporting materials, and of course the public comment. So all those collective sets of materials form a docket, and those are all handled as U.S. government records.
And we're talking to John Moses, the Environmental Protection Agency's e-rulemaking program director. And I was wondering, the EPA itself has a lot of proposed rulemaking that's maybe not out there yet, but would relate to the regulation of carbon dioxide. So you're going to, let's face it, you're going to go after people's weed whackers and maybe their grills and almost any source, you know, that what cows eat and therefore what, you know, maybe sort of comes out in a gaseous manner, and the other end is, this is all going to be subject to regulation. Are you expecting a major onslaught of rulemaking online, and is the steps in place to accept all the volume that you might be getting in the next couple of years?
Actually, we have and the technical capacity to accept increasing volumes and have seen that over the years. Last year, we had approximately 500,000 documents submitted by the public on various rulemaking activities. And actually, if you browse regulations.gov, you'll quickly note that the majority of the documents in the site are actually public comments. So it's we're scaled up and ready and encourage the public to take a look at the materials and give their feedback.
And what do you do with the feedback? Suppose you say, you know, some rule that may affect the public, such as changing the requirements on CO2 issued by lawnmowers. You know, everybody's got a lawnmower. And suppose you get a million comments. I'm just making up this number. You can't possibly read everyone. Do you have systems or kind of automated ways of looking at large numbers of unstructured documents like this to get a sense of what they're saying statistically without having to read each one individually?
Well, there are a number of different groups that have tools that assist agencies in reviewing and understanding the content of various comments, both large volume, whether it's a million or a 2,000-page document as well. Either way, it's a large body of information. So we have tools and capabilities, and we're also exploring adding additional tools and capabilities to both help the public navigate the vast volume of information on the site, but also help the agencies completely understand what's submitted by the public. So every comment and every topic is understood and considered.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, but I assume that the EPA is one of the agencies that has the most rules, and that may have played into having this authority. Which agencies are the ones that end up making the most rules, and how do they communicate with your program effectively? What are the resources available to them to do that?
Sure. The resources available, we, like I described, organize something called the Program Management Office, the rulemaking program, and we have a series of different work groups and monthly meetings that we meet with what we call our agency partners. We have an advisory board level work group that meets every month, and that's generally fairly senior federal officials from agencies, and we convene and provide input, discuss policy issues, the technical direction of the site, issues that may arise, budget. We also have an executive committee, which is convened with both a mix of senior executive who are political appointees and senior executives who are career employees at the various cabinet departments and agencies that are essentially shareholders in the program, and they meet a couple of times a year to look at budget and long-term strategic direction and project plans. Then we have a series of work groups that also meet according to their own schedule. We have a budget work group that meets.
And just one real quick question for you. Do you have another tool to filter out someone that might send in a million automated responses, or someone puts a ping pong ball on the send key to try to flood you with the same response? Can you equalize the look at the data for that?
We have capabilities to examine and decipher whether we're getting essentially spammed by a machine. Also, we're looking at coming up with new technologies to deploy that would enable large volumes of interested members of the public who share a common thoughts on an issue to respond in kind. So instead of getting 100,000 comments, perhaps they would add their name or something like that to a comment that they all agree on, which you often see in these mass mailing campaigns.